This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
None of that goofy shit. Right. None of this ain't no fake shit, and definitely ain't no bitch ass shit. I want you to blank that out when it first come up. Hey, and it's definitely ain't no bitch ass shit. This is true. This is true. Everything you get here, this is really DW Flame. These are my co-hosts right here. And plus, I got a special guest in the motherfucking building.
What's the word?
Come on. That's how I, you know. What's up, my dog?
Nigga said, cut it out.
Most definitely. How are you? We got Nick Cannon. We got my brother in the building. He came to show love. This the opening show.
This the inaugural episode of
the CEO show.
The CEO show. Creating every opportunity. Most definitely.
Community Elevation Organization.
Hey, that's a nigga called me last night. Like, nigga. I told him my show name yesterday. He like, nigga, if you don't call that the CEO show,
right?
He ain't
that's
coming.
That's the movement. That's right. Like, right. I mean,
right.
Again,
CEO
that's what
the movement right now.
You elevating. Right. You know what I mean? You get you doing something different. Appreciate you than everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, you got access to minds that most people don't. People look up to you, man. So you might as well give them something. You know. You can get with the bullshit if you want to, but the fact that you had the ability to elevate, then you got to get to it.
I don't even want to.
You've been through it.
Hey, what's so crazy is last night, I'm getting the show ready and things like that. I'm talking to Josh. Josh, one of the people that run things around here. Josh like, you really bringing Nick tomorrow? I'm like, nigga, what the fuck?
Nah.
I'm like,
you didn't believe him?
Like, it's not that I didn't believe him. We had just been talking about the show literally all day, and he hadn't mentioned it once. And all of a sudden, he had a new name. He told me you were coming. I'm like, whoa. Is this the right text message? Like, I just wanted to make sure that we were talking about the same
I'm
thing.
I'm like, what the fuck? If I say Nick coming, then he coming. He called me. I know he coming.
Thought you was capping.
Most deaf. Okay, so now that we got you here, a lot of people want to even know, you know, what type of vibe we got. You know, what type of relationship we have. As I tell a lot of people, you my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Real spill.
So, with the artists like me, and even Hitman, Justina, even DC.
Yeah.
What was your angle with putting us all on? Like, or even just giving us an avenue?
It's opportunities more than anything. Like, I wouldn't even say putting nobody on, man. I just recognize when people got something special. I mean, I think that's one of my gifts is to recognize other gifts.
Right.
And then when you see somebody got something in it, you just want to cultivate it. So, I mean, you got a real movement going on. So I was like, why not? It makes sense. And then it ain't even about talent. It's more about character. It's more about when you recognize somebody solid. And because what that's going to do is once you get that person an opportunity, you know, they're going to give others an opportunity.
Right.
So, like I said, man, you're a leader within your community. So it just makes sense. And just so happens to be that you was a dope MC and a real one at the same time. And that, you know, sometimes that don't always match up, but that's where the star power stuff connect. But the same thing with like anybody from, if it's some kids I sign or like you said, from the DC Young Flies of the world to all of those people, I've always just wanted to give people an opportunity, especially because a lot of times I was just the only cat doing shit.
Mm.
So then to be able to be like, look, I want to see more people like me, more people from where I come from get an opportunity, and those who really want it take advantage of the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Okay, so one more thing is, I see you got Big Drive on.
Yeah, right now. The car show.
You got Big Drive. Yeah. Then you got Future Superstar.
Yeah.
Then you got Baddies.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people been asking me, my homie Wally the Sensei.
Yeah.
I be playing this music while we be in the car. He want to know when Wildin' Out coming back.
Oh, we got a new season that's about to drop. We done shot so many. You know what I mean? We got a whole new season that's about to drop in a few months with a whole bunch of other new talent and the OGs and everybody pulled up. So this is a special one because we calling this one 21 and up. Mm. So it's like a new, fresh, young crop. And they, you know, everybody came through and pass the baton, but at the same, so you see all of these new young faces, but then at the same time, everybody that you love. So we got that one dropping, and then I'm just, you know, always trying to figure out business moves. We got a cruise coming. You know what I mean? Obviously, the tour.
I've been hearing about this cruise. Look, I've been around for season after season.
Wild and wet.
This cruise right here, yeah, you definitely. I'm waiting on the cruise just like everybody else.
Nah, we got the cruise popping off. Of course, you know, we're going to be doing some more live, you know, tour dates and stuff like that. And then me, I'm just trying to figure out, like, it's the number one brand in all of Paramount Viacom history when it comes to like digital. Like, it's really the number one brand in comedy when you think about it, because like based off of all of the stars that it created, and then at the same time, it's access. Like, you see a Wild and Out clip go viral every day. There's no other, like, it got more subs and followers than Comedy Central altogether, and it's just one show. So I'm really trying to, I'm taking my ownership of that. I'm making sure that it's like it's bigger than a network, to be honest.
You kind of like yeah. I would say Tyler Perry is the only other person I see that's just producing shows and producing shows in our community who's really just pumping them out there. Like, how are you keeping that energy and motivation to keep pumping shit out there like that?
Man, you just got to keep cooking while the pot is hot. Like, I, you know, when you think about it, I wake up thinking, like, niggas is going to try to take this from me at some point. You know what I mean? You see how wild the world is right now.
Niggas
be on top 1 second, and that second, they don't even want to talk to you no more. You know what I mean? They don't even mention your name and shit. So I'm like, why I can still put people on and why I can still produce, and, you know, we got access. I mean, that's even why this movement is so strong. It's like, and wanting you to take full advantage, because it's like, look, I want to just keep cooking until I ain't gotta cook no more. Now you cooking, and the next one. So the fact that, you know, I got the infrastructure to be able to produce multiple television shows, movies, artists, all of that stuff. I mean, and it's a lot of people who do the same thing, you know, for us that, you know, really just been doing it, like the Cubes of the world.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, people don't give Cube the props.
Shout out Ice Cube.
Right. Yeah, Shout out Ice Cube.
Yeah. Cube, I mean, he a real one all the way around. And then, I mean, but like you said, like the Tylers of the world, and then just other producers that do it too, but they just not really household names, it's a lot of people that really put on for the culture and for our community.
So I got a question for you. One thing I wanted to say, these are my co-hosts. Let me give them the proper introduction. These are my co-hosts right here. We have Zan Princess.
What's good?
Most Def. And then we got my brother P Nice right here.
P Nice, the president, Eastside Long Beach. What's happening?
Go ahead, bro. Go for it.
I got a question. So, how long you been in the game?
I mean, shit, since the 90s. I mean, what year you say?
Since you was a kid, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
I said I was 11 years old, yeah.
So do you have the same passion now that you did?
Probably more, because I got more power now. You know what I mean? You know, power breeds passion if you really, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, on some shit where everything before was just a dream. It was an idea. But the fact that, like, now I could really think of anything I want to do and I can actually do it.
Gotcha. You
got the bag to do it. You got the means to do it, the way to put it. So it's like, before I'd be like, oh man, I think I would love to make a movie. But now I'm like, I think I'm going to make a couple movies this year. You know what I mean?
So that whatever you want to.
Yeah. I think I'm going to sign an artist this year. I think I'm going to create this show. So now it's just like, where do I put that passion? Because the shit that used to get me excited don't really get me excited no more. You know what I mean? So now I'm trying to really helping people gets me more excited than anything. Like, that's where the passion comes from, where you can change somebody's life, or where you can actually get the opportunity to be like, shit used to be fucked up over here, and now because of me, because I stepped in, I fixed that situation. That's kind of where my passion lies. I don't get excited about award shows and, you know, how much money you can make off of this and stuff like that, because, you know, once you do that for so long, it kind of becomes old hat. But I get excited about, like, damn, ain't nobody ever did this before. Nobody ever thought to look out for this community. So that's where my passion lies.
So you've been in the game for so long, right? And creating so many opportunities for different individuals. I'm giving your flowers right
appreciate
now.
Appreciate you.
You done did your shit, bro.
Good luck.
You know what I mean?
We need a button. We need a button, John.
What a sound effects and shit, man. What the fuck?
We need a button.
It's the first show. Look,
I'm going to ask, right? No disrespect. You feel me? But there'll be a lot of shit going on every time I'm around, bro. Nick Cannon come up and shit. People always be saying certain shit.
Yeah.
How do you feel, if you know, how do you feel about people trying to say Nick Cannon is like a corny individual?
that never bothered me. Mm. I mean, for a few reasons. I can always bring up stuff, but like, when you come from it, like, yeah. I don't really, like, I, that's, that was always my decoy. Like, right. I like that.
I just had an argument with a nigga. A nigga say, like, you got the incredible chain on. I'm like, nigga, you ain't realer than nobody at Incredible. Nigga, we got all the bitches you can name. We got anything you can name.
And that's the other thing where it's like, from every time you go down through history, all the niggas they call corny be having all of them.
Yeah, right. Hey, but with the shit that's going on right now,
yeah,
corny is the best label.
Because the niggas you thought was gangsters.
Yeah. Like, but some of these niggas be having me about to act like Chuck. You know, like, nigga, what? And then you go and look at the humans that saying it type of niggas, like, nigga, please.
That's,
you
know, low frequency energy too, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of them things, like, I can't, because I don't ever want to sound like that I'm detached from it, yeah. But it's like, I can't even really hear it. And it's not because I ain't around it.
Right.
It's just like, it just sound like noise.
You just
like,
elevated all the way on top.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Like that's the, it probably when I was younger, this shit probably used to bother me a little bit. But then like now I'll be like, I'm a grown ass man. Like I never gave a damn about what anybody thought about me. But now even that, I got so many other real priorities and real life shit going on that, somebody's opinion about me. That's
so
that ain't none of my business.
On the internet, you'll just like kind of like look past it.
I see it, but I they talking shit about everybody. That's all they say.
I got all type of bullshit saying about me.
And they've been saying it for so long. I mean, my resilience speaks its truth. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
If anything, like, and that's the thing. Like, the people get bothered by that are weak individuals, just based off of like, if you ain't never been through no real shit, what somebody say about you on that level, you know what I mean? If somebody's trying to, like, if it's defamation or something like that, then you got to address it. But if somebody's giving their opinion on you, like, and you know where I learn the best from athletes, like, and especially, like, you going to have your team that you fuck with heavy, and you're going to have a team that you don't rock with, and you're going to call that, everything on that team, you're going to call them all kind of names, don't know them niggas.
Right.
But
right.
You just go so hard for your team and where you from.
Fuck them niggas too.
Yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it really be, so that I always look at it like, man, I ain't got nothing against it. I just don't like that team. So therefore, when we in our shit mode, you know what I mean? I'm going to talk it.
Yeah. Right.
But I know most of the time when people saying stuff about me, they don't really know me.
It's a fact.
So it's like, until you bring it to my doorstep, you see what it is.
I ain't going to lie. When I used to watch you on TV and shit, before I got to, you know what I'm saying, met you and everything, I used to think the same shit.
Yeah.
But then when you meet a person in real life, you be like, man, that shit just for the camera.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, but again, that's what you're supposed to see. If I see anything on TV, I'm like, man. Especially if I'm playing a corny role.
Right.
Or if I'm doing some shit.
That let you know you're doing your job, though.
Yeah. Like, if I'm hosting the Masked Singer, nigga, I'm supposed to be on there grabbing my nuts and talking. Like, it's like, nah, I'm going to do what I'm here to do.
Right.
And it's a mainstream platform. We're gonna talk that mainstream talk when it's time to do it. So it's just, I mean, it just shows that, you know, we're all diverse individuals and some people can get with it, some people can't. But I ain't mad at it. As long as it ain't stopping my pockets, then.
Right. Like, one thing I could say is over at Incredible, we got a tight team. Like, you know, to the point where niggas become family, where we end up just chilling and hanging around everybody else. But my thing is, how did you get everybody to be, like, because everybody that I know that's around you is for you, like, sincerely, for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
How did you get from, you know, all the way to Aja, all the way to, you know, everybody that be around working with us, all the way to Tay Chuck? Yeah. How did you make it that tight knit?
Man, it started from the top, really. I mean, in the passions of when you have a good heart, you, at the end of the day, you're going to surround yourself with good people.
Mm.
And, you know, you're going to cut through the weeds in here and there, but people who end up staying down, we all got the same mission. Mm. And I legitimately want to see everybody on my team succeed. Like, and you got to figure out how to cultivate individuals and find their strengths and see. And then I think people appreciate that when you can be like, yeah, we tried this, but let's try this. So we tried this, but like when you're not an asshole at the end of the day, it's like people want to have your back because they trying to protect you because they know you're a good person.
Then
vice versa, you want to look out for, like you said, it's some family shit where, you know, they know my weaknesses, I know their strengths, and we just move like that.
I found out that I found out I was spoiled, cuz, because the tour that we go on, I went on tour after we went on tour. Cuz, and the tour we on, I'm laid back, AC in this motherfucker, shut the curtain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cut TVs up, we watching whatever, going everywhere. And hotel damn near in every city.
Lit.
You know what I'm saying? And then I went on tour after that. And it was a grind. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh yeah, cuz. Take me back to Future Superstar a while ago. I'm like, I'm special.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying, yeah, we at the Days Inn now. Hold on. Hey, cuz one time on tour, I made a complaint. I'm like, hold on, this ain't the one. I wrote in the group chat, this ain't the same hotel we get every time. Chuck like, nigga. Be grateful, nigga. You ain't grateful. Hey, nigga, I'm grateful. But this hotel,
I'm accustomed to this
shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, right. Nigga, we had every Marriott,
yeah,
and every SW sometime.
Right.
So, it just being on tour with Wildin' Out or being on tour with Future Superstar showed me, like, okay, this is the life I want, nigga.
Yeah.
I deserve this.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
The other shit, though, I still thugged it out. Yeah. Sprinter catching on fire.
It humbled you, though. Took you back to your humble stage.
I jumped out the window, cuz. Because the Sprinter nigga jumped out. The driver jumped out, Nick. Cuz jumped out. And the shit was on fire still. Door locked. All he had to do was press
unlock.
Yeah. My big ass jumped through the middle of the Sprinter, sliding down. Boop, 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 boop.
That's crazy.
The driver like, oh, my bad, bro. I'm like, you bitch ass nigga dead. I'm on the side of the road. I'm like, they never do me like this at Future Superstar.
Nah, we would have unlocked the door for you.
Shout out to the grind, though. Shout out to my nigga Sada Baby. He didn't have nothing to do with that. That was, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my team that thugged it with me. Shout out Grind to me Rich. But yeah, most def, I'm glad that you, you got any questions?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I got the question everyone wants to ask.
Uh-oh, that one. Let's get to it then.
Are you planning on having any more kids?
Everybody be at, only women ask me that, don't be honest. I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm 12 strong right now.
But, got a little army.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
It's 10. It's 12.
It's 12. They ask me something next year. It might be.
Yeah. That nigga know. Steph Curry with the shot.
He be making it to all his birthdays and shit too.
Nah,
which one's
it.
Your favorite? No, just
nah, I don't have a favorite, but I do love being a father more than anything. Like,
and you able to be hands on with every single one of them?
I try. I mean, again, like
I know you working a lot.
Yeah, I think more than anything, I'm figuring it out every day, but I'm present. You know what I mean? Like they say,
facts.
You can't be perfect, but you can be present.
Facts.
And then in that sense to where, you know, shoot, I had a meeting at my son's school with the principal. We sat down for two hours and just really realizing, like, you know, he famous at school. And it's like, so, and he's 7 in the third grade, hoop, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like, but he's like trying to think, like, do kids like me for me or do they like me for who my dad is?
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? So it's like even things, even if I only had him, that I would have to attend to certain things. And then, you know, my daughter, like, you know, I got 5 daughters. So it's right. like, so that's a whole nother, like, so just to know that daddy is present and,
right.
you know, don't ever run into a nigga like me.
Yeah. I got one daughter.
Kind of the way I work, the way I take care of y'all.
Yeah, now look, pay
everything
attention.
Everything else, though.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Do you ever get them all together? Like all the girls together for like,
ooh, I haven't got all the
party vibe.
I haven't got all the girls. Like I haven't done like an all girl thing, but they all get together absolutely in various things, especially like big fan, like for my grandmother's 80th that, you know, I had a big event and like all my kids showed up and, you know, different things like that. But I think too, and this is just wisdom that I learned, everybody wants to be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Every child wants to be an individual.
True.
Every mother of my children, they don't. So whenever like, oh, you need to get them all together. That might be fun for the pictures and how you think. The only body who's convenienced in that moment is me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But everybody wants, like, I want one-on-one time with each of my, and there's one of my therapists said that, you know, you got to try to get at least give each child 20 minutes a day. Now, that shit is hard. You know what I mean?
Like,
when you think about, but if you think in the course of the week, I'm definitely going to make sure I hit the mark, you know, 80% of the time.
Right.
But when you think about just even, we all got siblings and shit like that, you know, like you always like when you got your time one-on-one. Yeah. Even if it's just a conversation, even if it's a walk around the block, even if it's in the gym, even if it's help with homework.
I got a different look at my pops or my brother. Or yeah. I got our relationship, too.
Facts. You know what I mean? Yeah. I see that in the comments. Why he don't get them all together? Like, first of all, I do, but I ain't not, like, I don't want, that ain't a moment that I always, because I feel like there's something weird about that, too. Like, look at me with all my kids. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather say, like, no, I'm at this game, you know, then I'm at this dance recital, then, and people are like, oh, I know he tired, he moving around. Like, I'm giving everybody their individual time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Opposed to, like, no, I want every, if I wanted to, I could be like, I want everybody to come to me. Then I'm already putting them in a challenging scenario, but then I'm being even more selfish by making them have to accommodate me. So it's like, as soon as I hit the ground, like, I'm gonna be honest, when I'm working on the road, doing the movie stuff, I probably get more rest when I'm at work. You know, when we on tour, I'm sleeping in tour bus.
That'd be the best sleep.
But when you at the crib, it's like, you got to pick this one up from school. You got to show up over here. You got to go to church. You got to make sure dinner time, bedtime. Like, my schedule is crazier when I'm at the crib than when I'm actually working.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got to help with that for sure. I know you have someone to help.
But I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, salute to every mother of every child I have, man.
Yeah, because taking care of them kids.
But they the true goddesses of it all, because anybody knows a mom got the hardest job regardless. You know what I mean? Off top. And then,
I don't even want your job. Told my baby mama, I don't want that
job. Like that shit,
make the money.
I couldn't have 12 kids and be a woman. You know what I mean? So real talk, like, I'll be sitting here fronting if I said that, you know, I'm up here doing it, like, I couldn't do it if it wasn't for them. So the fact that and the only thing, as a provider, as a protector and a provider, I do that well. You know what I mean? So ain't none of my kids ever gonna want or need for nothing. They always gonna feel safe. They always gonna feel protected. And hopefully that then lends to health and happiness. I could do that with my eyes closed. But all of the stuff that a mother got to do, the nurturing aspects, to, you know, everything from, because I try it. You know, sometimes I'll be, you know, like, every once in a while, so like, I'm putting them to bed at night, and like, you're trying to put two toddlers to bed, and like, that stuff is, that takes hours. But mama come in and just knock it out, like, because there's a certain connection, especially if I'm not doing it every single night. I could probably, you know, I get bedtime duty maybe twice a week, you know.
It's, and the titties,
it's probably
titties.
Especially if they was breastfed, they're just used to that, you know, leaning up against it. But it's just stuff like that, like, you know, I'm an expert diaper changer, but every mom still do it better than I can. You know, it's just certain things that they got innately that me popping in trying to help, that's all I'm doing is helping.
Right.
So it's like, you know, shout out to them for being able to take the bulk of it all.
That's a good look. A lot of men wouldn't give a shout out to their baby mamas like that.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Real shit.
Hey, you know, that's a good one.
It's
better to have them on your side than as your op.
Yeah, if they on your side.
Like, I learned that years ago.
I'll be trying to sit back and watch. You know, like, you know, I deal with shit with just one other baby mama. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? Feel like I'm juggling 12.
When you get to the point when you ultimately, both of y'all want the same thing for your child.
Right.
You want them to be safe. Right. You want to be
healthy. I need some
healthy
money, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, money helps. Money definitely helps.
Right.
Because
more kids, more money.
Real. Because, and when you get to that space of, okay, now I'm at a place where I can give as much as I want, then those type of conversations go away.
What kind of package got to be, you call it, though? Yeah. What kind of package you call it when you want them to leave you alone?
It ain't. I'm gonna keep it a stack. I just really think what's mine is theirs. Like, I got a lot. When you get to a place of abundance, you just know the type of nigga I am. Like, I'm not a stingy, greedy nigga.
Right.
So it was like,
that's motivation right there.
You know what I'm, but it take, I mean, I, when I didn't have it,
right,
I was like, shit, I can't do
it. He said, I'm a nigga.
You know what I mean? Niggas start doing this type shit.
Yeah.
Ooh. But now I'm like, all right, what's the wisest decision for it? But like, it's weird conversations. Like, her G Wagon is newer than my G Wagon. And it sounds crazy, but you're like, okay.
Nigga, them the type of problems I want.
Let's hear that.
No one come out in a minute.
Type of problems a nigga want. Leave me alone. God damn, it's here.
But it's like, that's a blessing to be able to be in that space. And I hope to be able to be in that space for, as long as I'm on this planet. But that's real success. That's where niggas want to reach that king shit to where it's like, I ain't even thinking about it. Yeah, you can have it. And then you got to think about, all right, I don't want no entitled, spoiled ass kid. So now I'm thinking about, all right, yeah, you can have whatever you want, but how do we get to it to where we making sure that your character is intact? We making sure you understand integrity. We making sure that you understand perseverance. Right. We making sure that you understand treating others well who may not have what you have. You know what I mean? So I spend more time even dealing with the moms on like those type of conversations. Like, all right, let's make sure we get what we want, but let's not OD on it.
Right. Are you like on one mom right now?
Nah, it ain't even. I never looked at it that way. I see like people talking and stuff. Like, oh, that's his favorite. That's his favorite.
Hold on, what you say, Flay? What you say, Flay?
Like, you know, one of the moms is your. It's one of the moms your.
Like my main.
Right now.
I don't think of it like that. I never have. I mean, because I think even if you approach it like that. Which is, there's nothing wrong with approaching. If I ever got to a space where I'm like, I'm in a monogamous soul situation, nothing comes before my children. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm always thinking kids first. So I don't even think I got time for a main. Oh, okay. So I mean, and I was like, I got a lot of people in my life. So I don't even think it would be, that would create friction.
So if you did,
you got to act like you don't? Mind. Okay. Even if you like this one more, even if you like this one more, to keep
the
it
CEO
fair.
The CEO of a household.
Yeah, to keep it fair. You act like you don't even, like, you know, all y'all just
no, because you can't, that's generalizing. That's going back to not treating somebody like an individual. Yeah. I look at it in the same sense, like, we all got friends. Yeah. Like, we all individuals, and you don't be like, oh, I fuck with this nigga more than I fuck with that nigga. this my main homie right here.
My bad, like, she do this better than this one. I like her better.
Let me jump back in my box.
hey, anyway, enough of that subject. One last question I got for you as far as the business aspect, right? You put a lot of people on and shit. Everybody look up to you, you feel me? You do a real good job, but... Do you feel some type of way, or would you feel some type of way if one of your artists or whoever else you put on was to get bigger than you?
Nah, that's what I want to happen. Like, I ain't got no ego about this. Like, right. I really, like, I can't wait for this. I mean, even on some certain stuff when it comes to where he already shining and surpassing me. Like, yeah. I mean, he already surpassed me in hip hop, you know what I mean? Right. But that's like, I think that's dope. I want to see him be the next West Coast king, if not...
Right.
All the way, because like you don't see too many certified real ones that can actually rap and be an artist and actually do everything that he does and still stay true. So I look up to, even though I'm older than him, I look up to what he's done and what he's doing. So it's like from that to any other artist that's even somebody who's probably even more cut from a similar cloth when the style of entertainer, whether it's a comedian or a host, like I want to see people elevate, surpass me.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's just, I ain't never, like, only competition I got is myself. So I really, really believe that. I'm striving to be the best me each and every day. So I ain't never been jealous of a nigga, like, ever in life.
Man, that's got to. I got this shit tatted on me, nigga.
There it is. Yeah, right. All day. That's an honor right there.
That's good to hear, because a lot of people want you to be big, but never bigger than them. You know what I mean?
Lot of people are insecure, and they got ego issues. And I think we all have it. But then once, I mean, I've been doing the work for a long time. Once you realize, it's like, I think too, it's always like, if a nigga been solid since day one, if a nigga been a cool nigga since grade school, it's just, you just know, like, you know the niggas that was going to be on some bullshit. You know some niggas that was going to be real. Like, they just not, I don't know, they not cut that way. I've always just been like, I always been able to get chicks. Like, before I was famous, I always was figuring out a hustle, how to get money. Like, I was never a scary nigga. Like, so I was just very comfortable in my skin. So no matter what room I walked in, I was like, I ain't never had no problems with nobody. I never, like, but if it came to me, we figured it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's just when you are a solid individual, you just want to see other people around you solid as well. Right, so right. You want to put people in position to be bigger. I mean, like, even shoot, you know, I think from the day that we created Wildin' Out to everybody that done came through, that show done created more millionaires.
Everybody, somebody on there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. And that's like when you can get all the people back in the same room and be like, man, remember? Remember when, like, that's them good conversations to where, like, damn, if it wasn't for this, I would have been fucked up. And then the fact that I have that conversation multiple times, even more than, because even for every famous person you see that we done, you know, offered a platform or opportunity to, it's 10 other people that just are feeding their families just based off of behind the scenes type stuff. That's on some real, real king shit where you can really wake up each and every day and be like, you know what? I'm helping multiple villages eat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's how it feel to have your food come out first, cuz. All right, cuz, all the time. What? Where we go, cuz, all of a sudden they fixing food hot. That shit coming
King
out
shit.
Fast, hey, cuz.
Yeah. Go straight to cuz.
King shit. But, you get used to it.
One thing I wanted to let people know is over at Incredible, cuz. People be like, where the security? Where the woo woo? I'm like, nigga, we are the security as a whole, nigga.
Yeah, we got a lot of guns over there.
Slide this way if you want to, nigga. Slide this way if you want to.
I'm glad we don't bring none of the bullshit energy.
We come with all
females, we get, mostly.
Yeah, it's like that's the thing. You get to a point in your life where you don't want no bullshit. You want to have a good time. Like, even the shit, because, you know, I'll be DJing all over the country, all over the world and shit like that. And it's so crazy the difference when you DJing overseas or you DJing in one of them events, Vegas and all that shit. And you're like, we just in here having a good time. Having fun.
Ain't you're no
like,
niggas mean.
And then when you go DJ a hood spot, I'm like, then your head on a swivel. Energy.
10
like,
minutes.
I wish my niggas got to understand, like, we don't got to funk with each other. We don't got to have that bullshit. Like, we can still be gangster. We can be all of that, but we can enjoy one another. Like,
it's a time and place for everything.
First day you got me on there with Chuck Tay, Baby Mo, Homebloods all day.
Yeah.
And I'm cribbing all day.
The Black Squad. But niggas was be having, that's what Wildin' Out was. Like,
bringing shit together.
Everybody from all different hoods.
Right.
Yeah. And niggas just enjoying each other, having fun, making fun of each other. And getting money. Right. I think that's the other thing too. When everybody eating, the wolves are calm.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
That's a big fact.
Everybody got to be eating.
That's for sure. Big fact. just giving the opportunity is amazing. Like, you know, some of us step on stage like, okay, nigga, we on there?
Yeah.
Nigga like, oh yeah, we on here. Just that, you know, look at all the steps I even took from there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I took leaps from there after that. You feel me?
But real shit, like, yo, the opportunity, even all the shit that I created, the opportunity that you have, dog, like, you can do everything I've done and more. Because one, niggas listen to you. On some, like, you ain't got the corny jacket. You know what I mean? Niggas, no. I
need to dumb my shit down. I'm trying to dummy all the way down.
But just think about the real leadership quality. And that's why that CEO shit is for real. Because that's what, like, nigga, you are a CEO. Right. Like, and if you really think about how many people you could put on, how many people's lives you could save, just based off of being you. Not even trying to do nothing else other than just you solid. You know what I mean? You got principles.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you... And the fact that, nigga, if a nigga step out of line on them principles, you let them know and you can get to, like, niggas, that's that type of fear that it ain't about, oh, I'm a go bully a nigga. Like, nah, nigga, I got principles. Mm. I stand on it. And therefore, the whole community could follow me. Mm. They know, oh, he got my back. He protecting us. Like, nigga, that's what gangs was created for. Gangbang shit is really just
to protect us.
Niggas, I'm protecting my block. You protecting your block. Right. Now, if you stay over there, I stay over here. We good.
Yeah. Facts.
Soon as somebody don't feel protected no more, now it's up. You know what I mean? And then if we get that idea of, like, we just bring that block closer together and really protect ourselves against the real ops.
The whole world gonna be the block.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? So, but the fact that what you have, like, nigga, when you think about everybody who has done it, and even a lot of them do it quietly, but when you think about the power of a Kendrick, when you think about the power of even like a Lil Durk, when you think about the power, and even OGs, be like I was talking about Cube, and just I'm just niggas from just different areas, like the power of when somebody say, I came from it, got it out the mud, and now I've changed my lives and changed my whole hood's life. And I could be on some bullshit if I wanted to.
I could
turn this bitch up if I want
like
to.
If I want to.
Yeah, but even and even on like, you know, shoot, I've been, you know, locked in with Suge. I done went and visited him a bunch of times. We was writing his memoirs and all that stuff. When you see somebody like that, that nigga started as a bodyguard. That nigga started as a protector. That nigga would start even where they from. Like he, a big nigga that was looking out to, was like, bullying the bullies. You know what I mean? Like when you think about it, like he was trying to help Easy initially. Then Easy wasn't lit. He was trying to help Easy against Jerry. Easy was rocking with Jerry's. Like then he was trying to help Dre. He was trying to help the DOC. He was trying to help like niggas really. Then the ego and all that. Once you start getting to it, nigga, then you become the enforcer a little bit too harsh, but at the end of the day, he was just trying to protect his. And then, and so like the ideas of what a gangster is, there ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just when niggas take it in the wrong direction and start getting weird with it.
Okay, so all right, that's the last question I got to ask you, right? I want you to ask a real quick, answer real quick, real simple, right?
All
right. So back in the day, right? When blacks were slaves,
DW going deep.
Back in the day, when our people were slaves, like now people would have been, people be like, I would never go for some of that shit back then. I would never, niggas ain't even been back then. But they say what they wouldn't have did. Do you think some of our people, don't take this wrong, y'all.
Ask the question, cuz.
Do you think some of our people was being busters about like letting certain shit go too far?
Nigga, first of all, like you said you answered the question.
We weren't near.
That's first of all, it's conditioning and programming that we like colonization is something that we will always be a byproduct of, but we will never understand it at its origins. Imagine you in a land, my nigga, where you all just rocking based from tribe to tribe and how you get what you get from the land and you respect the land. Right. And then these foreign motherfuckers come over with fucking science fiction weapons, nigga, shit you know what I mean? When you think about it.
Niggas ain't thought about
you
that.
You ain't never seen a gun in your life. You see a motherfucker do something with his finger and a motherfucker blows away. Your mind is fucked up. And then he gonna, then he gonna serve you a white god real quick to tell this gonna save you. And then I'm like, and he probably gonna come, he gonna manipulate you and, hey, let's take this little boat ride. We gonna take like all of that shit.
Right, to a better life.
By the time you know, you so confused, they take your language away, they take your identity away. So by that time we have been so broken down and so stripped of our power because we had so much of it that, cause we wasn't on whatever they was on.
Right.
And then they just figured out how to steal our land, use us as property. I have no idea what that would have been like if I was placed in that position. I wish I was, I hope I was a Nat Turner type nigga. You know what I mean? In my mind, I would say that. But I don't know.
You know, because I'm just feeling like,
yo, nigga, your size, you might
be cracking.
I'm saying, a nigga, your size might be able to buck up the master. You might could take a few more shots.
They would have feel like eventually watching my baby.
You hit me with a whip, crack.
Flame, they would have fucked you up.
I would want to get my life. I think I'm the type of nigga that like there's a lot. You don't think they? You got to think about this. They said over 80% of the enslaved individuals that were brought over on the boats didn't make it. From niggas jumping off the boats. From niggas, just the what they had to go through. So even just to make it to the land, you was probably, you know what I mean? Like, I probably would have been one of them niggas that I'm jumping off the boat. Like, I'm probably not gonna make it. Like, I feel like it's a certain type of thing to even the fact that you made it here.
Yeah. Mm.
And the fact that you still got to be around your children, you still got to experience love, even though it was on some bullshit. You know what I mean? Just think about all the people that were tortured just on the boat ride over. The filth and the nastiness that they had to do to just being treated like cattle.
Right.
Get over. Like, so that type, like when you start thinking about it at that level, it's like. Yeah.
And I guess when we ain't seen nothing on the other side.
And we don't know.
We don't know how many. We don't know how many people then got cracked. Yeah. You know, and got killed or, you know, without everybody backing them up at a time, you know. So my thing is, though, I kind of feel they just like outsmarted us faster. Like, you know,
nigga, they had weapons.
you gotta think about it.
Like they had guns.
Right. Whenever you were in a situation, they had shit that shoot.
We didn't have that shit.
If we had a concert, nigga, and a big ass melee crack off, right? Everybody going, getting cracking. Mm. But as soon as the police come with them guns, with the whole crowd going, they moving the whole crowd. It's 1,000 people in the crowd, but only 50 police showed up. They moving everybody.
Right.
And that's
them weapons, nigga.
Weapons, nigga. And then we had never saw all that. Shit like
have
that.
You done your ancestry?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be doing the show where they take you all the way back. But we've definitely, it's a documentary that we're working on that. Takes us all the way back to the motherland and where we come from. So that's definitely about
but
to come.
But you for sure, your people are straight from Africa.
There's a lot of, but yeah, 100, the majority. I mean, we all come from.
I'm from Long Beach. Literally.
I'm just
the plantation of Long Beach, homie.
Literally.
Like, what if y'all, you know what I'm saying? Literally, what if you started out in Long Beach?
Yeah, that's
no, but I mean, if you think about it.
Like you came from Africa.
But when you think about your lineage, because I know there's a lot of us, people don't understand that there were people of color, melanated individuals, black people that were already here in America.
You
know what I mean? Like that. But again, that's when a lot of that stuff, we were some of the first settlers. We were some of the first people to travel this earth. Some of the first, but we wasn't doing it in a sense of like, yo, we trying to come and take your land. We was
We was good in Egypt.
So, but there, you know, there, when you think about in the lands of like South America, even though that South America in itself is one of the biggest slave ports, bigger than America. People don't even know that. That's why so many black people in Brazil and all of those type of things. Mm-hmm. But then even in that same nature, like there's in like literally people, indigenous black people from Mexico. Right. I mean, if you see the same statues that they have in Mexico match the statues that they have in Africa. Like these are places that we've traveled for the longest. So to all say that we were, you know, part of the chattel slavery movement. It was like some weren't, some, you know, even though I don't have a lot of Egyptian in my lineage, I still take pride in that as a person, as a black person. Like, that's still us.
That's still part of us.
You know what I mean? Like, Hotep and all, like, I still, Mansa Musa from Mali, different, like, I'm still going to say that's us.
You know
what I mean? Because in that sense, it's like, there's definitely a power of overcoming those obstacles as black people that have experienced through the world. It's like, no matter what you say, black people all over this world have suffered some shit that non-black people having something.
Right.
You a very intelligent individual, brother.
Yeah, I try, man. Shit,
hey, you know. I'm sitting here listening to him. I'm like, this nigga talking. Using big word, indigenous, and all this type of shit. I'm like, okay.
I feel you,
yeah.
I mean, a nigga from there.
Right.
You indigenous to Long Beach, nigga.
Right. definitely.
Don't sit around this nigga. He gonna tell you some good shit. You gonna be like, nigga, you know what I am.
Don't let nobody tell you where you're from. Shit.
Nah, but that,
one thing about the black people that be like in Mexico or the Dominican kids or whatever, I love y'all. Y'all niggas too.
Cause
some
Haiti.
Of them, no, I didn't talk to a couple few. They be like, no, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, I get that you from over there. That's where you ended up, or that's where you started.
Ain't nothing wrong with that though. In the
we niggas though.
You know why we niggas though? We niggas because we don't have a land to claim.
Right.
Because, and that's all they doing is like, if they Dominican, they Dominican first because they can say, I'm this. You can't speak Blackanese. You can't go back to Blacktown. You know what I mean? You can't go back.
You go to Africa, right?
But if you ever go to Africa, they gonna let you know, no matter what, they're like, I'm not African, I'm Nigerian.
Oh yeah,
I'm Egyptian. I'm Somalian. They gonna tell you what country they're from.
And that's why I come to say again, nigga, you black like me.
But if you want, we all can unite under being, a melanated power. Like we all black, but they gonna embrace. They be like, they got to deal with the same hardships that we got to deal with.
I'm from United States alone, bitch.
Yeah. That's why we rep the way we rep.
The Asians is damn near black. The Mexicans is damn near black in Long Beach, nigga. The Samoans is...
Samoans are black.
Nigga, we are all like...
That's but what, one thing you can say, in black culture is the strongest culture in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, niggas got more influence than anyone. Mm. And that's the thing. Like, everybody want to be us. That's why I say everybody want our rhythm, but don't nobody want our blues. Like, it's in that shit, they want to move like we move. They want to talk how we talk, but they don't want that hard shit that come with it. Mm. They don't want the motherfuckers like, no, I'm not that type of black.
I think nobody want that shit. Yeah. We don't even want that shit no more.
But that's, you know what I mean? That's part of the sauce, so.
For real. Okay, whenever you ready, you know, you can do your thug.
I'm rocking with you.
All right, Sam. So this is what I wanted to speak on. Recently, I seen Jess Hilarious, you know, who won of ours.
Yeah, yeah. Fact.
Talking to Candace Owens.
I fuck with both of them.
I like Candace Owens. I like the knowledge that she has. I like when she speaks. But recently, she just said some shit because she has a white husband and mixed kids. She said, well, people are too simple-minded. I don't see color. I don't call my kids mixed. But what I want to say is, Candace Owens, unfortunately, your kids are mixed. And your husband is white, and you are black. We have no problem with interracial relationships. That's fine. But girl, you black, because when that officer pull your kid over, he's not gonna say, "I don't see a color."
Yeah, I mean, first of all, from the perspective that she's speaking, because once she's trying to say. She was raised by her grandparents, all of that. You know what I mean?
She come from some money.
Yeah. No. She come from like
some niggas.
She a nigga. Yeah. Okay, like,
so how, never like, mind. Never mind.
Like, man. But
we're gonna get on that.
But
in
what
second.
She's doing, which I'm not mad at, like, she's giving niggas a alternative perspective. Sometimes, again, first of all, she's a person in the media.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so we know what that is. You know what I mean? Like, she's doing a job. So she's going, the more noise she can make,
right,
the more ultimately money is being made. You know what I mean? Whether whatever platform she's on, she's a master at being a person in the media. But I guarantee you, she's given a different perspective, because she's like, I don't think the same way. And that's what I respect about. Jess Hilarious is the same way. Like, she going to say some shit that be like, hey, Jess, I don't know the fuck about what you just said right there. Like, but then same thing with Candace, but I love both of them as black women. You know what I mean? I respect both of them.
But is she saying she's a black woman, or she's...
She said that in that same thing. She's like, I can't deny, I am a black woman. Yeah. But I think the same shit, she was like, I used to like Asian men. Like, her shit, like, niggas can have a preference.
Right. We have no problem with that.
You see my kids look like a social studies book, nigga. It's a different shade on that.
On each and every one of them. My only thing is, whatever
you fall in love with, that's what you rock with. Now, I also, you know, I done sat next across from Dr. Umar and all this. I understand where he coming from too, as well.
If we're trying to
enrich our community, the black woman is the most powerful entity in our community, and we got
to
protect
her. I'm just saying, I want her to be a black woman.
She is a black woman.
She seems like
you gotta have a conversation with her.
It kind of helps her to be like, maybe she's accommodating her husband or her kids by saying certain things.
I don't think it's even about that. I think she's a super smart person that likes to debate, that likes to challenge people, that likes to go. There's a one point in time she wasn't conservative. Mm. You know what I mean? And then she got let down. Like, if you're gonna play that politics game. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't fuck with either side either way. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's the, as we call it, the lesser of two evils. It's like, it's not a two-party system. It's one party with two evil names. You know what I'm saying? It's they just separated to make you think you got a choice. But all of the shit she be saying, somebody got to challenge it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the fact that she's educated herself from a perspective that most of us have it. Now, there's a lot of shit she say that I don't agree with, but I respect the fact that you can actually have that discourse in a respectable manner. But even I think she moved like this. I got a lot of Candace Owens in my family that feel certain, you know what I mean? Like, here we go. I got to argue with her about this again. Right. Right? It's like, it's just certain things that certain people feel certain ways about. And, you know, I don't knock her because I got my own shit.
Okay. All I'm saying, Candace, is I don't want the people to Stacey Dash you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different thing. At least she's coming from a place of like, she know what she's talking about. Stacey Dash didn't even know DMX died.
She just got fired?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
For being, she found out she was a nigga real quick.
She said something about Ben, and he doesn't have the power to fire her. She said
but that's the thing, even
found out she was a nigga real quick.
We used to love Stacey Dash, too. Don't.
But she about to have her own YouTube.
Stacey Dash ended up being clueless.
Someone got fired. Not Stacey Dash.
Right. But I'm saying, let's look at this clip right here that we got with Jess Hilarious and Stacey Dash. Oh shit!
Candace Owens, nigga. Fuck.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
The headphones.
I already know what it's.
Stacey Dash.
Yeah, this is the God is good one, right?
Let me get a remix.
God is good. God is good. Amen.
No.
I thought you were gonna say God is great. Thank you for the food.
God is great.
No.
I'm gonna do you, Charlene.
She should have known that good.
All the time.
And all the time.
I'm glad you said
she grew up with her grandparents.
I would have never known.
Grandparents know that, Nick.
You gotta go to church like to know that.
I've
though.
Never heard it's that.
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's okay, Candace. And the black community is gonna back you up.
I once again. Candace Owens.
She know now.
We are not turning against
you. She know now.
We are not turning against you that quick. We ain't gonna let you go.
This is what you understand. I just get into this politics shit, but black people, we have naturally been more conservative more than anything. Like, if you really, I mean, the shit that you're talking about, like, the Democratic Party is the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Right. Like, if you think of Civil War, like, we was rocking with the motherfuckers up north who were conservative. Mm. The Democrats was the Confederate motherfuckers who didn't fuck with us, who wanted to keep us in slavery.
Right.
And then they did a Jedi mind trick on niggas and made you think that they was rocking for us. First of all, neither of them are rocking for you. They still treat you like property either way.
Right.
But if you're gonna rock with our who we are as a people, we some get out and get it on your own type shit. We some hustlers, we some CEOs.
Right.
Nigga, show me one real CEO that is a liberal. Mm. Niggas is about their bag. Now, you got them people who pretend to, and ain't nothing wrong with you being liberal, but that shit for what it is now is like, we about, look, I'm gonna make some money. Nigga, you can make some money. You can make some money. That's all. Like, nigga, I want my guns. Mm. You know what I mean? I want, like, it's just like, if you think about what a conservative is, that's us to its core. And then don't put our spirituality on it, because it's a lot of beliefs that just because of we was raised in church and things that we are, the things we stand on are more conservative than a lot of that shit of, everyone's equal and everybody, like, that shit sound good. But when you get to the ideas of what we really stand for, like I said, I'm conservative about some shit, but I'm liberal about certain things, but I'm probably more conservative about shit, especially when it comes to my household and who I'm protecting, because that ultimately is what you want. But that idea of everybody, and it sounds good.
Right.
But when I'd rather somebody be up front in my face then give me the bullshit that like somebody else is trying to pretend like they're helping me out when you still just treating me like shit, just like the part. If you don't fuck with me, let me know up front.
This nigga Nick a teacher.
Right. I mean, that's like
I'm in school right now.
That's what I believe with the God that I pray to. I believe if I say, look, I'm finna go do this, please make sure I make it back home safe. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He respect that more than somebody to be like, look, give me a second chance. Ooh, because every time I did that, I tried, and I always prospered when I tried after I kept it G.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
So, but yeah, that's dope. That's dope. We right here on the CEO show, cuz we got a lot of game for you. We got a lot of info for you on what's going on.
Nigga, how long is your show?
Don't even let that bother you.
Yeah, don't let that bother you.
Don't even let that bother
you. Don't worry about the noise.
It's my shit, nigga. But we posted, but this is what we gonna do right here.
I get paid by the hour, nigga.
One thing we gonna do right now, this is a part of my show that's called Heat of the Week. Okay. This week, we going to bring in some of that heat. I know y'all always see me on No Jumper. I ain't missed a day without it. I always wear Sugar Hill or Gal. I got my boy Tony in the building, and he going to come bring some of that shit up here. Tony, what's up?
Oh,
and he got the No Jumper skateboard. Dang. What's up?
How you doing,
Hold on, come here.
What should I say? I can sit between y'all. What's up,
come on, now you got to stand.
It's kind of close. Okay. It's kind of close.
What's this, okay. Right? I'll get the detail on it. I'll put it in front of the camera.
That shit hard.
We made that shit yesterday.
What's good, yeah?
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, this is Tony.
All right.
Hey, y'all.
This nigga got a new show already getting product placement and shit. See, that's why.
We made the custom board yesterday. Flame hit us up and said he needed us today, so we showed up. We got a little thing for the set. We got a little fit, too. My man's finna throw it to me. Hold on, where the frame at? I'm gonna put this in the frame.
Is that a Sugar Hill bag too?
Hold on, the basketball is real, so everybody knows the basketball is real. We don't play. We got the custom bag. We might even leave this here.
That's a Sugar Hill bag?
Well, I don't know. It's got a bunch of Sugar Hill and our other brand on it.
Yeah, that's fly. That's Sugar Hill there.
My man Tyler made it. He's one of our designers. He's extremely talented.
What's happening? What's happening?
Let me see what we got. We got some shit dropping on the site tomorrow. And we might have brought Nick's fit. We might have brought Nick's size.
You an investor in Sugar Hill? I mean, you the CEO. I mean, like.
Okay, I like the bottom of the pan.
He's day one. This is our Janus stacked sweat. Everybody's been on the stack sweat. It's a little cozy fit for the summer.
The stack sweat.
Right? The little flare at the bottom. Don't say flare too loud, though, niggas. We still say stack. Everybody wears flare. Everybody wears the flare, but nobody wants to say.
All right,
and then we got the hockey jersey. We specialize in going outside the box, so we got a lot of niggas on the hockey ice. So why not make a hockey jersey? This is our Spring 2 collection dropping tomorrow on the site. Make sure you tap in to get that. Follow, like, subscribe, all that shit. And you might even see Nick in this shit because you got to wear it now. I'm blessed with him on the air.
Oh, that
you got to wear it now.
Beloved.
I can't believe you didn't bring one for Josh.
I'm definitely gonna put this to action. There it is.
Okay. Oh, y'all see what's going on? Just that here. I got on Sugar Hill as we speak.
You know they keep you dripped up.
You got to.
So I miss Flame Friday. Even on the tour, I ain't miss one day.
Yeah. There it is.
Good looking, Tony.
Of course, man.
Good looking out.
Thanks come out here.
And that jacket you got on, I got that one, though.
That's a sample. You might not know. Unless you want, hit me up.
Yeah.
It's the benefits of having your own show, Flame.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the heat of the week, right?
There it is. That's okay. Most important.
All right, and you see we back right here. This the NCAA basketball tournament that's been going on, March Madness, the women.
The women
really
killing
going
it.
Going up right now. They've been going up more than the men.
South Carolina,
people,
nigga.
I feel like just in sports in general, women paying more, or like
turn it up.
People paying more attention to the women.
Ain't nobody fuck with South Carolina.
And it's the cute ones that's been hooping, too. It's the cute ones.
They be looking good.
It's the cute ones that been hooping, putting up buckets.
Calm down.
Shout out USC.
You don't be seeing, you don't be seeing the pictures. They be having like in they hoop wear and when they really dressed
only
up.
I'm a grown ass man. Like, y'all think it's a little younger
true.
Than
don't
me.
Don't do that.
No, but no, I'm
come
saying,
on,
like,
bro.
Man, those, I look, those are little girls.
I understand. I understand.
But in my mind.
Okay, some of the wilding out girls.
I'm not talking about WWE.
You gotta be, again, for me.
No teams.
25 up.
Okay.
But I'm a older nigga.
It's not just NCAA, though. It's WNBA chicks, too.
Huh?
It's WNBA chicks, too, though. I can't.
What do you say, Pete?
Oh, my bad.
I ain't hear.
It's WNBA chicks, too, though. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm talking about.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What's her name, bro? What's her name? Tia.
I mean, they out there.
Tia Cooper.
Yeah.
You don't say
Tia Cooper.
Yeah.
Candace Parker. Candace still play?
What was the one that used to?
Candace a dunk on you.
Huh?
I let her too. I let her.
What that mean? What's I'm going to play hard D.
What's the one?
Hey, yo.
You going to play mama over there.
You going to play hard one play? What'd you say?
I'm going to play hard D.
And he got him to say it again.
I'm a deer up.
I'm going to keep on asking. You going to what?
I'm going to give her hard D. He said he's okay, what we got going on right now? Hey, I'm gonna keep it G with y'all. I don't even know how to read the first.
Those are the scores, nigga. They don't care about that.
Okay,
That's letting you know that South Carolina won.
Okay. So, oh, yeah. All right, let's shout out to
I gotta pick up my kids, nigga.
All right.
Hey, this nigga Nick Kidd's about to be sitting in the office.
Yeah, you like,
you good. I'm gonna keep.
Yeah, no, to Flame's credit, he did say you could go.
I've been telling Nick. I said
I'm chilling with you. He said I could go like.
Yeah, I just didn't want to say, nigga, you could go.
Yeah. He was like, nigga, I'm done with you, nigga. I got you for my inaugural show. I told niggas Nick Cannon was showing up.
Yeah.
You wasn't supposed to get the free clothes and shit. That's my jersey, nigga.
What's up, Chuck? Hey, Chuck, Tate, I got y'all. Cut them two right here. All right, yeah.
It's the black squad is in the building.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, don't give away all the stories
you were telling us about Sugar Hill.
You hear me?
The box you gave me, get off.
Don't give away my shit, cuz.
You need to ask
this.
You gave the first one.
Hey, Pete, I'm gonna take you up here.
Go ahead. Y'all can take it. Take it off. Take it off.
I'm keeping it.
Hey, Tony.
Make I'm sure coming up there to the warehouse.
For sure, but I need to take it. Y'all take me.
You gave my box to Ken last time.
No, I didn't.
This nigga Nick wanna take off his coat on the camera, cuz. You ain't slick, nigga. Hey, Flay.
I would not win.
Flay! This nigga Nick took off his coat, was flexing his arms and shit.
That's cause Nick do exercises like this. Cause you all the extra.
I appreciate you for coming, bro. I know it's a mandatory. What's up?
It was nice to meet you.
Congratulations
on your podcast.
Got my brother Tay right here. I'm Tay.
Black squad. For sure. Love you, dog. Chuck, I'll see you in a minute. Love y'all, dog.
All right, man. Y'all niggas be safe, man.
Hold on now.
Them gonna be spandex on flame.
Pass that to Tay. All right. But yeah. Okay. What's up? We back? Are we still going?
Yeah, we still going. Let's get this shit cracking.
Okay, so this is where I was at right now. I want to touch on the Diddy updates.
Woo, it's Diddy day.
What y'all think? I'm going to let y'all out of flow. What's going on?
Man, Diddy, I don't know if Diddy did it or not.
Diddy,
did he do it?
I don't know if he did or did not.
Me neither.
Do this shit. So I'm not going to
I don't know if he could
chastise him. I ain't going to put him down or nothing, but I hope he didn't. And if he didn't, I hope he come out on top.
Okay,
I ain't got nothing to say about it.
I know we. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just like, is this supposed to drug mule supposed to be the one who's holding all the Tusi? They keep calling it the pink. They keep calling it pink coke. It's Tusi, and I'm like, he just had enough for everyone to go party.
Man, bring the Tusi for all the Huskies and everything.
They just fucked up their whole trip. Yeah, I kind of feel bad.
Even the people that's blaming him know they do Tusi too.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all taking it out of everything.
That's the new shit.
Tusi is the pink stuff.
It's pink powder.
Columbia, nigga.
No Tusi, no Pussy. Yeah. That's like a slogan
No Tusi, no Pussy.
So all I know is the pink stuff. Like, that's not even a big problem. Everybody at his parties did that, cuz I don't get to bringing that up. But the thing is, I seen on the internet that Suge Knight says that the feds didn't raid the house for Diddy. They raided the house to destroy the evidence of all the other people higher up.
Ooh. Damn.
Ooh. So if that was the case, then
that's deep.
It's not. Yeah, we didn't even think of that.
You know, that's something I don't even want to talk about.
Damn.
They not gonna come get me for shit.
Then, cause you, why you shedding light on that?
I ain't shed no light. Hey, cuz. Flame, that's you, cuz. Talk about it, Flame.
Bro, they better deal with Suge first.
Damn, for real.
Hey,
Suge,
that's you, Flame.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
And honestly, if at the end of this, Diddy comes out on top, everyone who's just,
Hey, look, yeah. So, my thing is, though, everybody been saying, or a lot of people been knowing, y'all been waiting on y'all chance to even say something. That's even like the shit that we got going on No Jumper. If we say anything bad, niggas is waiting to say anything bad about us right now.
Controversy brings, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so Diddy, if you did it, I mean, we rooting for you, black man. I just seen some shit that made me realize we shouldn't want to throw you to the wolves.
The crazy thing about it is when you're a person like Diddy that got all that money, all that power and shit, it's so easy for anybody, male or female, to come and say, me too.
Yeah.
Right. He did that to me too. Right. He did this to me too. Diddy probably ain't never seen him in his fucking life.
Right, right.
But they could do it. And Diddy not going to remember.
Mm-hmm. Damn, though.
That nigga Lil Rod is going in, though.
Lil Rod going crazy.
He take it every... Yeah. He like Tekashi.
Yeah, if it wasn't this bad for Diddy right now, Lil Rod be dealt with.
For real.
Lil Rod be... They be having a fishing rod.
No, Lil Rod is definitely hiding somewhere.
Nigga... Yeah, so this is what's going on right now. Keep going. Let me see something else. I know we had a couple things pulled up, Bernard. Couple links pulled up. Y'all see what's going on. Welcome to the CEO podcast, creating every opportunity. And you know every chance I get, I'm cripping every opportunity. Big C's, I'm bringing CEOs to the table. Y'all going to see some more dope-ass people coming this motherfucker because I'm really like, you know, arms reach, everybody in the nigga's arms reach, and then my co-host got reach. If he ain't got reach, he definitely got reach. I definitely got dough. You know, so that's how, hold on, let's read some of these.
We gotta read some shit.
They been sending some money up in here, cuz?
Yep, they sent some money.
Why you didn't tell me that?
Right, we supposed to be in holler at them.
All right, let's see what's going on. Go ahead, y'all can crack it off.
It said, I can't even read that name, but
say, "Oh yeah, righteous Nick." Yeah.
Oh, the name
tell the
is,
truth. Who the architect
dosage
is?
Mind?
Dosage Mind donated $5, and he said, "Oh yeah, righteous Nick. Tell the truth. Who the architect is?"
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Who's that person name? Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't see the name. Pull the names up. Live with Sam C. Live with Sam C. Okay, let's see. Live with Sam C. Now that's the way you kick off a live podcast. Y'all got the gold in the building. Shout out Nick and DW and the new host. Bye.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you,
Sam.
Nothing
see
but that positivity.
Though. I'm going to kick it off every time I kick it off.
Move it up to the next one.
Go ahead.
This one is JJ102125. You can tell Nick tore the Long Beach out of flame.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
What the fuck that mean?
Like he made you soft or something.
Oh, yeah. No. He made me a little smarter, for sure.
Smarter for sure.
And hey, nothing could tear the Long Beach out of me. You sound dumb. You going to have to tear Long Beach up before you tear Long Beach out of me. You hear me? Okay, go ahead.
He got a Nick Cannon to explain. What?
That's Dosage My Dougie.
Dosage My Dougie. He only donated two. We don't read those.
Well, you need to lower your dosage.
Yeah, we don't read those.
No, just playing with you. What's that? John, let me see. John 5. What's the best book at Howard University Library to read? We were at Howard University. I'll be up in that motherfucker with a backpack. I gotta go there whenever Nick go do the seminars. I don't know the best book. You gotta tell us and then we'll post that and the author. Mm-hmm.
Trap House TV. DW, the next one up. No Diddy. Hold it down for the West. Big shout out from Port Arthur, Texas. Zan going. Princess, you so lovely. She's so lovely.
Do we know Juice Cuts? Fly, what's that? Fly
D. Fly D. Tay 2K.
Do we know?
DW and P. Knight.
Do we know Juice Cuts? Shout out Juice. Shout out Juice City Cuts, the hottest barber around that I know.
Okay.
You feel me? Shout out to my nigga Twist, too. We get my five right also. Shout out Stutterbox, too.
Shout out Flybird SD, too, my barber, nigga.
Yeah,
hold on.
Shout out Shotty, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back to this Diddy subject. What's going on? No Diddy. Hey, y'all, that's fucked up what y'all
praying
doing
for
with
everybody
his name.
Involved. Because it's too funny. It's like, because he's a funny dude.
Oh,
then he's got,
God.
You know what I mean? Remember when the fucking, I forgot that comedian thing, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
You seen that clip when Kevin Hart was like, you said the wrong thing. It was Kevin Hart, Usher, and Diddy. Mm. And Diddy said he woke up with Usher to eat, to wrestle over
That's
cereal.
That's nuts. They've been saying a lot of stuff.
And like
for
Kevin
a long
Hart was like, you shouldn't have
what's
said that.
What's the next one? Let me see.
Let me see the other.
What's the next clip? One?
Diddy been saying a lot of stuff for a long time.
That little nigga.
His neighbor right here, Manchester, say he managed the young nigga right here.
Oh, he do?
He wanted to get him on the show, but I let him know. If his music good, I'll check it out and then show him some appreciation. But he said he was just being funny at the end of the day. He had to do it.
Right.
He got his clout though.
He's
going viral right now.
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga going viral right now.
I would shout you out, but shout out to Manchester. He said that's his artist right there.
So he just was playing and shit.
Yeah, okay. He was just playing, but yeah, shout him out. He seen his moment for virality and went up. Okay.
Oh, you know who been on Diddy?
Who?
50.
50 been on Diddy.
Boy.
And he been on Jay-Z.
He should have never
been
with his
name
on
Mama. And he been on Stevie J.
Hey, 50 Cent. Hey, 50 Cent, you watching this, cuz?
You're stupid.
Hey, cuz. Nigga never want to be on your bad side.
That's never. Honestly, 50 Cent is planning out his next show.
That nigga the troll of trolls, nigga.
This is a show.
Hey, he said this a movie, though. You better not fuck around
he
and make
gonna
no
have
fucking
Daphne
movie
Jewel
like that.
Hey, 50, come fuck with us, girl. Come sit right here on this couch, nigga. I'll let us troll all them niggas.
Young Miami, too. You ain't got to go through all that. You ain't got to go through all that you're going through over there. You could deliver the pink Tootsie to the East. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah. Actually, I've been thinking like people been doing too much to Young Miami.
Yeah, bro. Because look, it says she's transporting for him. Like, look, bro, them words transport make it seem like she's like carrying big kilos and shit.
Right.
You feel me?
They got a little personal
but people don't
usage.
Know. People don't know. He could be over here. She could be over here. She could just take
and
him
I could
bit.
Be like, bring me the
a little personal use.
Yeah.
And she transported. Like, come on, bro. Stop playing with her.
All
like
y'all
that.
Is transporting.
Let's and she from real. Miami, and Tootsie is the majority.
Yeah,
really
look, y'all stop playing. All y'all people who really off the drugs and really be doing drugs, and y'all shouldn't even want to promote our people like that, or even just a young artist coming up like that with no bullshit. You see she been trying to keep her name just for out real. The bullshit. Even if she still fuck with Diddy, she ain't been trying to keep her name in no bullshit over some accusations he been dealing with for years.
That's only because they was publicly known. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. All right. One thing I gotta do. Oh my gosh. I love Kanye West. Yeah. I love Kanye West.
I love him.
But
too.
he been
Ye is Ye, dog.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Ye is Ye.
Ye is not a name.
Ye don't give a fuck.
Ye don't give a fuck. I just seen Ye say he bigger than Kendrick. He the nigga over Kendrick and Drake. Nigga, fuck all that.
Ye is
I don't even
bigger
know.
Than Drake and Kendrick.
He said yeah. He said he shitting on both of them niggas basically.
Shit, I ain't go.
I mean,
you know,
I don't know, bro. Though. You're not shitting on.
I'm gonna say
y'all neck and neck.
Lyrically, Kendrick is like the shit, right? But Drake is huge. Ye is huge. So,
I think Drake is the more likable person.
Drake for sure is the more likable person, but as far as like being bigger, I think Ye would be bigger because not just music, business.
His bag was up bigger, even though they put a dent in because shit. He's smart enough. I'm sure Ye still got a lot of fucking money, but they put a good dent in. They blackballed him for a minute for real.
Ye smart as fuck, nigga.
I feel like he chose that though.
He went crazy. He went crazy like that on purpose, nigga. So them niggas could drop him from all that shit. So he could come back with his own shit.
If you listen to what he be saying though, he be saying some shit about all these artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he be saying some like so. I don't know. He kind of fucked up. I would say this industry fucks you up if you let it. If you let it, if you don't get a hold of yourself real early and don't let yourself go too far and don't do too many favors.
Facts.
Niggas out here
that's
doing
how you
favors.
End up being broke.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about the type of favors that end up on tape.
Oh, yeah.
The type of favors that, you know, that niggas feel guilty about and go crazy.
Right.
Not saying yay,
yeah,
got that,
it's
but
other people.
Right. It's other people who fake went crazy.
It's a fact.
All right, we can move from this. Let me show y'all something right now. I got, this is what I do. Every fucking artist out there, everybody who got shit booming out there, I don't know about these other niggas, these other podcasts, these other artists. I'm showing love. You feel me? I'm showing love. I'm letting the world know if you really good. If you not good, beat it. Dead homies. You can get up out of here with all that. I'm going to keep it G with you. I don't care how much your people want to pay for you to come in and your shit get noticed on here. If it's not that good or if you ain't really got a tough hustle on your shit, I'm not really going to support it because that's just like a friend who, hey, today I rap.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Today I do this.
You got to really kind of do something.
You do everything every time. So, but yeah, I'm giving opportunity for all the new talent, all the new artists, everybody. It don't matter where you from, don't matter what genre. Mm-hmm. I'm showing love. So right here, I got artist appreciation and to shine light on artists. Right here, I don't know if you got it lined up. You got my shit lined up? Yeah. First artist right here. Let me know when you ready. It's called Hurricane Wiz, wherever you come from.
Yeah.
So it is a different place, maybe Cuba, island, wherever.
I like that.
Shout out Hurricane Wisdom. That shit hot. Yeah, I think out. I learned from it from an app on, from Instagram. Next right here. Hold on, pause. Next right here. Hold on. This story, I got somebody else I need you to look at real quick.
Trey.
Okay. On that one, I could clear though. That's Nick Artis. Okay, that's a bet. So this is Trey 2-3 right here. This is one of the best artists out that's in LA right now. Fucking, like, when it come to vibes, bro, and his work ethic, when he go in that studio, he just come up with it off top and walk straight in. Yeah, take that down, put that in your phone.
On everything, that's what
Hurricane
I'm doing right
Wisdom,
now.
Crazy. Take it back to my, but yeah, Hurricane Wisdom.
It's a vibe. I be having the coldest playlist too, nigga.
What's up with all my good people? Hey, look. This a show with none of that weird shit. Ain't no strange shit. You ain't got a second guess if we telling the truth on this motherfucker. We telling the truth on this motherfucker. And we keeping it real. We ain't giving bullshit no passes. This is a no politicking zone. You know what I'm saying? We ain't worried about no gang shit because we ain't never really been worried about no gang shit. Hold on. Pause right there. Shout out Long Beach G Will. Go back to the comments. Shout out my brother. That's my other brother. That's our oldest brother right there, Long Beach E. Will. What'd he say? Shout out to my little brothers, DW and P Nice. Love y'all. And play my music, Crip Street.
Oh, got okay. You, big bro.
Hey, look. Next week, I'm finna unleash the hot shit of E. Will. That's my brother. He been singing in the fucking house since I was little and getting on my motherfucking nerves.
Hey, every day. But what I can say is, this is off. You know what I'm saying? Topic, but he got me my first piece of Wooty Woop.
Yeah, you got, what is Wooty Woop?
The Wooty Woop.
The Wooty.
You know.
Wooty. I heard y'all used to be looking through windows.
Yeah, everything. He got me, like, you know, he got me my first piece. Yeah.
I heard y'all looking through the window on my sis. I'm going to bring my sis up here next week.
Hey, bro.
But yeah. Scroll it down real fast. Okay, uh-huh. So this is the CEO show. Shout out Adam. Shout out everybody. Shout out Nick Cannon. Shout out y'all too, you know, for becoming part of the show.
Of course, bro.
We going to keep it going. We going to keep this shit cracking. We going to get more raw and we going to bring more big guests on this motherfucker. Yeah. And besides that, we ain't going to keep sitting down. We finna get creative in this motherfucker.
We finna have
it cracking in this motherfucker. Certain nights, we going to have it shaking in this motherfucker. Yeah. You hear me?
It's up. Believe you know that. Yeah. It's up.
You could come here.
It's up.
You could come here to find out the hottest strip clubs in LA.
It's up.
I'm gonna start sending somebody undercover in every strip club in LA, and they're gonna let us know which one the hottest, which one's really doing something, which one you need to go to, and don't waste your time. And if you want to know the ones where they go, where you could go and they go with you,
yeah.
I'm going to put you on some.
Strange for a piece of change. Some strange for a piece of change.
Get some food sponsors up in here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk your shit.
Y'all want y'all food eaten. You want it critiqued by the best. You know what I mean? Just, you know who to hit up. DW.
Yeah.
Hit up the show. You can hit me up. Can hit him up.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Nigga, don't say him. Don't hold on, bro. Don't say hit him up. Say,
I'm sorry.
Say P Nice, nigga.
Hit P Nice.
Put some shit on my name, cuz.
Hit the P up. I forgot to do it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, besides that, and then also on top of that, I'm going to start letting you know all the hottest DJs on the West Coast, all the hottest producers, the people that niggas think we forget about, DW ain't forgot about y'all. We gonna let y'all know all the hottest producers giving all the hottest beats out, who really behind all the music on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And then I'ma shout out all the DJs who actually play West Coast music.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
And then I'ma keep the clothing cracking for sure. I got Sugar Hill on. For sure. I don't know if I'm going to let too many people bring their clothing line up here if it ain't mine, or it ain't Sugar Hill, or if it ain't none of ours. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep it locked just like that. Nigga, this is CEO show. Big C's.
Out.
Big old ones. This is P Nice, nigga.
CEOs. Okay. Yeah.